Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Text, starting with text 18. Iti abhidhyayato nasa vivarat sahasanaga varaha toko niragad anbushta parimanataha iti abhidhyayato nasa vivarat sahasanaga varaha toko niragad angushta parimanakaha iti thus abhidhyayataha. While thinking, nasa vivarat, from the nostrils, sahasa, all of a sudden, anaga, O sinless one, varaha tokaha, a minute form of varaha, a boar, niragat, came out, ambushta, the upper portion of the thumb, parimanakaha, of the measurement. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. O sinless Vidura, all of a sudden, while Brahma was engaged in thinking, a small form of a boar came out of his nostril. The measurement of the creature was not more than the upper portion of a thumb. Okay, no purport. I'll read the next few verses here. Tasyabhi pashyata kasta kshanena tilabharata gajamatra pavavride tadadbhutamabhun mahat. O descendant of Bharata, while Brahma was observing him, that boar became situated in the sky in a wonderful manifestation as gigantic as a great elephant. Madichi pramukhayar viprai kumarayar manuna saha dvishtva tat sau karam rupam tarkayama sachitrada. Struck with wonder at observing the wonderful boar-like form in the sky, Brahma, with great brahmanas like Marichi, as well as the Kumaras and Manu, began to argue in various ways. Kimetat sukara vyajam satvam divyam avastitam oho bhatascharyam idam nasaya me viniksvitam. Is this some extraordinary entity come in the pretense of a boar? It is very wonderful that he has come from my nose. Drishtom bhushta shiro matra kshanad ganda shila samaha api swit bhagavan esha yagyo me kedayan manaha. First of all, this boar was seen no bigger than the tip of a thumb. And within a moment, he was as large as a stone. My mind is perturbed. Is he the supreme personality of Godhead Vishnu? Bhagavan Yajna. Purport. Since Brahma is the supermost person in the universe, and he had never before experienced such a form, he he could guess that the wonderful appearance of the boar was an incarnation of Vishnu. The uncommon features symptomatic of the incarnation of Godhead can bewilder even the mind of Brahma. By Krishna's pleasure, Brahma can become bewildered. We've seen that. It's being shown in this chapter. It's shown in the Brahma Vimohana Leela. And Brahma can be enlightened or delivered of his bewilderment by Krishna's pleasure. Matak smitir ganam apohanam cha, from me come knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So Brahma here is recognizing somehow. Why should he recognize that this is Vishnu? Maybe he saw marks on his lotus paws of Vishnu, or whatever. But he recognizes that this is God, that this is the Lord Yajna Bhagavan. Or he's conjecturing, maybe he is. Api swid Bhagavan Esha. Yagyo me kedayanma. My mind is disturbed because I don't know who it is. This must be Vishnu. Who else can? Who can bewilder Brahma? Actually, this is the clue. This is the logical clue that when Brahma becomes bewildered, he knows it must be Vishnu or Vishnu's Maya, because nobody else but Vishnu's Maya can bewilder Brahma. He's transcendental to all the ordinary Mayas. That means all the, of course, it's all Krishna's Maya, his material energy, but that material energy works on different levels, different, say, frequencies, wavelengths. So the level of Maya that will bewilder one of us will not bewilder Brahma. He will see right through it. Even ordinary demigods can see through things that bewilder us. That Maya has to operate at a very high frequency in order to bewilder Brahma. But she can, because she's empowered by the Supreme Lord to bewilder everyone, even Brahma. Brahma being a great devotee, that bewilderment by Krishna's grace is usually, he's usually free from it, and he can see. Krishna reveals himself. What it really means to be free from bewilderment, it doesn't mean just to substitute one illusion for another, but it means to see the reality. We can say the reality of the self, Atma again, but the full sense of Atma again is realization of the personality of Godhead. Krishna is so kind that he appears. He even appears in his original form. He has so many avatars. Varaha is one of the prominent incarnations of Krishna. But these are only partial manifestations. Ete chamsha kalak pumsa. These are parts and parts and parts of the Supreme. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. But Bhagavatam reveals Krishna is the original Swayam, God himself in his original form. So Krishna also reveals his original self. Although many people cannot appreciate him for what he is, Krishna appeared on this earth 5,000 years ago in his original form and revealed the full depth of his character and the depths of the bliss that he shares with his devotees in his transcendental pastimes and the extent of his mercy. What is it? Bhuvamangala Thakur says as a prayer. Sarvato Bhadra. There's so many incarnations of God. Sarvato Bhadra. And all of them are fully auspicious. But who but Krishna? Lata Swapi Prema Do Bhavati. Who else but Krishna himself is bestowing prema freely? Even on the vegetables. Even on the lata, the unconscious plants and creepers in Vrindavan, they become conscious. They show sattvic bhavas, ecstasies. They actually display the symptoms of love of God. So
Even Ramachandra doesn't do that. So Krishna, you know, is in his original form, is shows potencies that he never shows in any other form. Rupa Goswami, he describes what are there four special qualities of Krishna that are not found even in Lord Narayana. There are many avatars. Narayana, the Lord of Vaikuntha, is considered the avatari, the source of avatars. The Amshi. Krishna is the original Amshi, but Narayana gets in the secondary sense the title Amshi, source of other expansions. So, but even Narayana has, there are four qualities that even Narayana doesn't have, only Krishna, Govinda has. I don't know if I can remember them. It's, you know, all attractive song of his flute, is his exceptional beauty, his great variety of loving devotees. And what's the fourth one? Lila Madhurya. Okay, how's that phrased in English? I don't know. Anyway, of course, Narayan has his devotees. If he has a flute, he doesn't take it out. That he doesn't, generally, Narayan doesn't play the flute. But he has devotees, and he has pastimes, and he's pretty beautiful too. But not the same as Krishna. What do you want, mister? Can you move on?
No, not Maharaj, nastier.
And although the absolute truth is infinite, he becomes finite. Not that he wasn't before. It's not this, we say become, it's not as we have in the suffix V, something that becomes something that it wasn't before. Avyaktam vyaktim apana manyam te mama buddha has. The foolish Mayavadis who think that I didn't have a form originally and I assume a form by some trick of Maya. I was impersonal, then I become personal. No, that's Mayavadi philosophy, and Krishna says that's stupid. Manyante mam abhudayaha. Rather, it's Krishna's original form is personal. But theoretically, he's absolute, he's infinite. And it's for the pleasure of his devotees that he has that finite size, that he appears the size of us. As Mahavishnu, he's covering half the universe. As rather, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, inside the universe. As Varaha, he's also going to get almost that big. But as Govinda, he's proper size. When Balaram married Revati, he didn't expand to her size, he dragged her down to his size. Which is not exactly our size, what they used to be in Dwapara Yuga. Krishna and Balaram were how many feet? 16 feet tall? They were bigger than we are today. Much bigger. But that's how big people were then.
3 to 4 meters.
Yeah. Yeah. So people were that big back then. When Krishna and Balaram entered Kamsa's wrestling arena, everyone was worried that they were puny little boys. So it's not like Krishna and Balaram were twice or three times bigger than everybody else. The wrestlers in the arena were bigger than them. But they were bigger than we are. But relative to Dwapara Yuga population, they were normal size. Big, but, you know, great heroes, but within the range of human size. And Krishna behaves like a human being. He lives a human kind of life, at least in Goloka. And even as in Dwarka, he's living like a king, is also a human being, exceptional human being. This is his pleasure. And it's for the pleasure of his devotees. That the infathomable, infinite supreme becomes finite and lets himself be realized by his devotees. Hare Krishna. So today's Krishna's appearance day. we can take the opportunity to do special remembrance today. Hare Krishna. Is there any questions or comments?
A few days ago,
yes.
At the Krishna Gita conference, Ishwara Prabhu asked this question. Usually we hear the statement that Krishna was 15 or 16 feet tall, but where
does
the statement come from?
I don't know.
Nobody
answered. No, I just heard it. There's a piece of cloth on the floor. No, I don't know. Do you know any description of Krishna's size?
No, he didn't argue about his size. He just said...
Where does it come from?
Yeah, where is the pramana?
That's what I was asking. Do you know the statement?
Pramana is just the measure of his feet and then it comes to the footprint
or But who did that? You know, who did the measurement? Who did the estimate? I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I have no idea what the source of information is. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.